Om Shanti. 11th December 2019, Wednesday. Essence, sweet children, this most auspicious confluence age is the age to transfer yourself. You now have to change from the most degraded humans into the most elevated humans. Sweet children, the most auspicious confluence age is the age to transfer yourselves. You now have to change from the most degraded humans into the most elevated humans. So this confluence age is the age of great transfer. It's the age of relocation. It's the age of change. And what change you make, you become the most elevated humans from the most degraded humans. From Kanishth, most degraded, to most elevated. Uttam. For any change, the first thing which is needed is realization, a deep realization. The realization that we have fallen down. The realization that we have become degraded. Our purity is lost. Our powers are gone. We are not that what we show to the world. But inside, deep within, there has occurred moral fall. The soul is what is known as the dark night of the soul. In Christianity, it is called the dark night of the soul, where the soul is in the stage of suffering, ignorance, moral lapse, moral lassitude, turpitude. So first thing which is needed for any change is the realization that we have fallen down. Now it depends when that realization comes. A person is listening to some talk almost every day. But it doesn't mean that he has realized those things. A thief is coming and sitting every day and listening to a discourse where he listens that you should not steal, you should not steal, you should not steal. He has been doing from last 10 years. In the morning he listens to the discourse, at night he goes for stealing. This is possible. Because that realization has yet not taken place. For any change, you need a very deep realization. The realization that this is worthless. The realization that this is useless. The realization that this is all boring. The realization that this is harmful. The moment you understand the damages, the harms, the disadvantages of things, then only you decide that I have to give this up. Otherwise you continue it. adjusting it. So deep realization is needed. And for deeper realization, you need deeper silence, deeper solitude. And a jerk, a shock. Without that jerk, without that shock, realization may not come. Sometimes the process of realization may appear very painful on the surface, but the more painful the change, the result would be growth. Whenever we undergo any change and we feel this is very painful, know that the result is going to be the growth. Any change, any that could be. So that sense of realization comes in those silent moments, in those moments of solitude. There was a man who went to see a dance program, a cultural program, with his wife and a small baby. So the manager said to him, as he was about to enter into the hall, he said, "See, if the baby cries in between, you will have to come out immediately. If the baby cries, you will not be able to sit there. You will have to come out, because that will disturb the audience. But don't worry, we'll pay you back, but then you cannot enter again." So he said, "Okay." So the couple with their baby went inside. And they sat watching the dance, the cultural program. In the middle of the program, the man said to his wife, "How is the program?" The wife said, "It's very boring. It's useless." The man said, "Then what are you waiting for? Pinch the baby and come out. What are you waiting for? Pinch the baby and come out." So when you realize something is worthless, pinch and come out. When you realize something is useless, pinch and come out. When you realize that the relationship is worthless, this attachment, this addiction, this habit, this sanskar, this lifestyle is not in alignment with Srimad, pinch yourself and come out. So Baba is saying, this confluence age is the age of great transference. It's the age of change. It's the age of alteration. It's the age where you relocate and you become from the most degraded human being to the most elevated human being. So the point to ponder is, what has made me degraded? What is that thing that has led to this abysmal fall in morality, in religion, in spirituality? What is the reason for this fall? What has given birth to this stage of fall? So, realization. Sit in silence, sit in solitude, in the cave of introversion, and ponder deeply upon the mysteries, miseries, pangs, sufferings of life. And then some realization will come in those moments of silence, in those moments of solitude. When that realization comes, it all matters. That is a very important thing. There was one Roman Catholic saint, Saint Augustine. And one of the famous books he had written is Confessions of Saint Augustine. He wrote about his life before realization. He wrote about every blunder he committed. He wrote about every moral lapse, every sin, the cardinal sins he perpetuated. So he talked about his immorality, his sensuality, his sins, the blunders, the mistakes, the misunderstandings, the ignorance, the darkness, the dark night of the soul. And then he realized how the invisible hand of God saved him. There came a moment in the life where there was such a stark darkness, when he realized what I am doing. When he realized this is not the goal of life, and suddenly that realization brought him into the light. Total darkness, he jumped from total darkness to total light. And when light comes, darkness cannot stay. But he recounts his experience in the book Confessions of Saint Augustine. How a sinner became a saint. Definitely some deep realization must have taken place. Then only a change takes place, otherwise not. And the best place in the world to have that realization is Madhuban. The calmness which is here, the beatific, the pacific atmosphere, the pure, divine and sacrosanct vibrations which are prevalent here. They catapult the soul in a very higher stage. And you sit here and then ponder. What have we done? What is the goal of life? Where I am running? Where I am rushing? How is this Brahmin life? What is the graph of spiritual growth? Is it going up? Or it goes down again? Up, up, down, up, down, up, down. One step ahead, two steps behind. 10 steps ahead, 20 steps behind. Is this the graph of Brahmin life? Or we are just progressing? What is happening to this Brahmin life? And yet, and if it is not stable, it is not constant, and it is not progressive, what is the cause? So the most important thing is not knowledge, but realization of knowledge. The most important thing is not about information, knowledge. It's about wisdom. So it's a journey from information to knowledge, and from knowledge to wisdom. Information we have a lot. I am soul, resident of the supreme soul, supreme abode. 84 births, 5000 years, God has come, Brahma. So we have accumulated, garnered a lot of information, and we think we have become knowledgeable. But knowledge is not about information. Knowledge is something else, and wisdom is even farther. Knowledge means understanding. Knowledge means enlightenment. Knowledge means realization. Knowledge means transformation. If that knowledge is not transforming me, I am not knowledgeable. Day before yesterday, there was a Murli. A very powerful statement Baba made. Eat with me. There was a statement in the Murli. What was it? Eat with me. This is my order. Now what transformation I have brought in last 2 days. When he said, eat with me. This is the point of knowledge. This is the information that has been provided. But what is my understanding of it? Even if I have understood it, how did I take my food in last 2 days? This was day before yesterday. So what was the afternoon? What was the evening? What was yesterday morning, afternoon and night? What was the stage of my eating? This is a very powerful statement Baba has made. Eat with me. If you don't eat with me, what will happen? Maya will eat with your food and she will become very sturdy. And then she will defeat you. If you want to vanquish Maya, eat with me. If you want to become powerful, eat with me. How? So there should be a deep realization here that I am not eating with him. Then the process of how to eat with him will start. What we are eating, that is not the question here at present. It is the question of whom, with whom we are eating. So how do we eat with him? Yes. How do we eat with him? What to do? Yeah. There should be some churning on this. Otherwise this process will not become sakar. This will not translate into practice. If you want this to get materialized, we must churn on this topic. This is a very powerful topic. Eat with me. Silence. The first thing is eat in silence. The second thing, whilst eating, talk with Baba. What you will talk? Baba, I think salt is little less. What do you think? Baba, this is a new dish I have prepared. It looks tasty, but what is your opinion about it? Or, if you are preparing food, you can make Baba your assistant. How? Tell him. You chop carrots till then. I will do something else. I have to take care of beans. Or think of him as he is a newcomer who doesn't know cooking. So start teaching him in your kitchen. Give him some task. So make him your companion. Make him your assistant. Make him your partner in cooking food. And also while eating. See that he is sitting in front. You can, you know, best friends, they eat from the same plate. Yeah? Yeah. So, he is also the groom, the supreme groom. So eat with him, share with him, talk with him, ask him. Eat with me. That is the Srimad. That is the ordinance. That is the order. That is the commandments. That is the divine dictate. That is the divine order. That is the supreme order that has descended from above. Eat with me. So how I am eating, whether it is breakfast, lunch or dinner, or totally in between, whatever. Eat with me. Whatever you eat with me. So Baba says, this confluence age is the age of transference, is the age of conversion, is the age of relocation, is the age of displacement, where you are transformed, also transferred from the most degraded human beings to most elevated human beings. So here, the degraded human being is the one who is not eating with Baba. Degraded human being is one who doesn't have the dharana of purity. In today's blessing also, Baba talked about purity. There are people in the world who remain pure. Sannyasis remain pure. The nuns remain pure. There are people in the world who observe brahmacharya. They don't like marriages. But what is their contribution to the world? No. Because they are not pure according to Srimad. You observe purity according to Srimad, and that's why your purity is more important than their purity. Most degraded human beings means who are body conscious, who look at body, who relish the sense gratifications, the sensual pleasures, which are worthless in front of the super sensuous pleasures of the soul, the supernal pleasures of the soul, the supernatural pleasures of the soul, the spiritual bliss, the rapture, the ecstasy, the stage of transport is much higher than the filthy, worthless, petty pleasures of the world. There is a joy in self-control and there is no joy in self-indulgence. The greater the self-restraint, the blissful you become. The more the control over senses, the master you remain. And you get freed from that slavery of senses. So from becoming the most degraded human beings, now we have to become the most elevated human beings. Not in the golden age, but now. What is talked about, whatever is told about deities, we have to become now. 16 celestial degree full now. Satopradhan now. Soul conscious now. Doubly non-violent now. Completely viceless now. Maryada Purushottam. Human beings who observe the highest code of conduct now. Completely full in all virtues now. So whatever is the glory that is sung of, deities we have to become now. So this is a journey from becoming Kanishth, from to becoming Uttam, from Kanishth. Baba said, you now have to change from the most degraded human beings, most fallen human beings, into the most elevated ones, Uttam. Uttam means highest. Uttam means the most elevated. Sweet children, this most auspicious confluence age is the age to transfer yourselves. So this is the task we have to do. So to summarize it, realization. And for realization, silence, solitude and introversion. SSI. This is very important. Silence, solitude and realization. Then only the realization comes, and with realization will come change, transformation. The definition of intense effort in one word, Tivra Purushartha, means Parivartan, transformation. Just in one word. So this is the journey. So deeper the realization, the more we change. The lesser the light, the lesser the understanding, the lesser the wisdom, the lesser would be the change. So for greater change, great silence is needed and great solitude is needed and great introversion is needed. Self-talk, self-accounting, self-analysis, soul-searching. Talking with oneself, talking with Baba, and churning knowledge. These are the three things everyone, every Brahmin should do every day. It's a triangle of Brahmin life. Talking with Baba, talking with self, and churning of knowledge. These three things should take invariably almost every day. Keep on talking with yourself, then talk with Baba, and also churn knowledge. Without churning knowledge, how will you get the pearls? Baba said, if you just dive superficially, you will get only fish, not the pearls. Pearls are hidden deep. So if you want to reach the pearls, you have to dive deep, deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Like that divers, like those divers. Okay, Om Shanti.